A few months ago, Asian Youth Club set out to make a podcast on identity. We wanted to give students the opportunity to define themselves because so often we are defined by others.
So what is identity? How would you define yourself? Have you really thought about it?
And here's some of the things we learned. Identity can also be something you believe you have to prove to yourself, to others who ask you about your identity, to those who think you're not a good person just by looking at you. We also learned that identity labels can sometimes feel too limiting. And we learned that identity can fill you with pride.
How would you define your identity?
I would define myself as, obviously, I'm white and I'm into sports and I like school.
This is kind of a complicated question for me. So I'm Polynesian, but like I also am like not, because my mom is very white, but on my dad's side, it's Hawaiian and Polynesian. So yeah, so I feel like I need to learn more about, like, my culture. I know the state fish.
pressure kind of need, or just, like, a way to explore more of this culture kind of need?
It's a little bit of both. Like, I feel a little bit of pressure, but it also, like, I feel like I don't know anything about, like, my culture or, like, about myself, and I want to know more about for me, and also so if any people ask me, I can tell them.
I would define my identity as a female from the Mexican side of culture with a lot of mixed other cultures, and just really creative.
I'd identify myself as a gay black male.
So the first question is, how do you define your identity, and like what aspects about you would you want to include?
My identity, I don't really know, but being black, I feel like most of the time I am surrounded by, no offense, but like white people, and I honestly, I don't mind it. It's just some people think of black people as like very different and like dangerous people. But like, as for me, I'm nice, not to be cocky, but like I am nice.
Nice. Yeah.
But it's like, it kind of just like does make me sad to see that that happening.
Yes.
But my identity, I don't really know.
Does your family like talk about race or identity at home, and like in what kind of context?
Usually at the times where we do get together, there are a few meetings where we just say to each other to just be cautious of when we're going out, to like keep to ourselves and just be safe and be careful out there, because we do just want to stay safe and prove ourselves to be like innocent and like be very approachable to people. So yeah.
How would you define your identity?
Well, I mean, there's multiple different sets of cultures that I'm part of. I mean, like gender identity, racial identity, sexual identity.
Whatever you're okay with sharing would be okay.
Well, I'm white, and I'm bisexual, so I guess I'm part of those communities.
Okay. Does your family talk about race and identity at home?
Not unless there's a big event happening. Like during the George Floyd protests over the summer, there were conversations, but apart from that, not really, no. You know, my only relations with people of minorities are through social media and through my friends. That's where I get my information on this, because I think that's the best source.
How would you define your identity?
So I think the two biggest parts of my identity that I would probably specify first are the fact that I am biracial. My mom is black and my dad is white. And also that I'm queer without too many specifications on that since I'm not sure yet exactly where under that umbrella I fall.
So does music, clothing, dance, language, or art take an importance in your identity or culture? That was a long thing.
Yeah, I think art is probably one of the bigger things. I'd say out of those, art is probably one of the bigger things. Like my mom loves Afrofuturism, so she loves sci-fi art that depicts, you know, Black people, because a lot of times you don't see Black people in fantasy settings or in fiction, really. That goes for like a lot of minority groups. But so art, like seeing diverse art has always been like big for us. This year we found way more Black representation in like sci-fi type settings, which has made my mom very happy because she loves the sci-fi setting, but she's never actually seen herself in it.
Like, so what shows? What are you watching? I want to know.
So there was this series that came out. Have you ever heard of H.P. Lovecraft, the author?
I have. I have not read anything by them, but I recognize. Me neither.
But he was super racist, basically, when he wrote, like, you can even just look at some of his book titles, like, it's not okay. But what they did this year was they made a series out of it that focused, that kind of shifted the narrative a little bit. And instead of the main Black characters being, you know, the antagonist, they actually focused on them being the heroes.
Awesome.
And that story had all sorts of stuff. It had like time traveling and different dimensions, and one of those dimensions was like this Afro-futuristic kind of vibe. It's hard to explain. It was kind of a crazy show, but I think that's the first place we saw it this year.
So wait, what's the actual show called?
Lovecraft Country.
Does your family talk about race and identity at home?
So I spend 2 weeks with my dad and then 2 weeks with my mom. And at my dad's, it doesn't really come up, probably because we can't really relate on very many aspects of our identities. But at my mom's, we talk about race and those pieces of our identity way more, just because we can relate and we are very active politically. So we like to talk about what we notice about how the world interacts with us and how we interact with the world because of our race and also our sexualities.
Where do you feel like you've learned about race and identity like the most, like social media, school, friends, family?
Probably social media, because most of the areas I've grown up in have been predominantly white and predominantly like straight, so I haven't been able to find a lot of information there. But online I can kind of pick what I engage in, so I've been able to see a lot more representation and learn a lot more about myself and other people who are underrepresented. I think another thing with the social media part of it, and how that's like helped me learn about race specifically, has been that in the media, like when you're any part of like any minority, most of what you see represented are like educational movies, and specifically with being Black or part Black, you mostly see like slave movies, and that is terrible representation for being like happy and with like who you are in those, you know, your features. So I think on social media, the biggest thing has been being able to see happy biracial people, happy Black people, happy gay people, like just people that you don't usually see that get to be happy. Like finally being able to see them be happy is kind of what's helped me, I think, be more comfortable this year.
Wait, what do you mean by identity?
Like the aspects about you that like make you you, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm from Mexico and I'm very entertaining. And I'm positive. Yes. Yes, I'm never negative. Negativity can't get me.
What are some of your family traditions and how are they special or unique?
Well, we have this one tradition where we cut up bread and we have like a little baby Jesus in it. And it's important and it's really fun.
A baby what?
Sorry. Baby Jesus.
A baby Jesus and corn?
No, bread.
Why do you use bread with the baby Jesus?
I don't know. But it's like a tradition a lot of people do from where I'm from. How we do it, it supposedly means good luck.
Oh. We do something like that too, but except it's a coin.
It's a coin. We put babies in it.
We only do it when me and my family go to Canada because it's more of like a Scandinavian holiday. But yeah, it symbolizes good luck if you get it.
Does it go in bread or does it go in like cake?
For us, it's like a ring bread. Like it's a ring bread.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. For us, it's like a sweeter bread. It's still bread. It's not really cake, but it's sweeter. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is kind of, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's really weird for me too.
How would you define your identity? What aspects would you want to include?
I identify myself as neither, but also as both. I don't identify myself as Mexican or American, but at the same time, I also identify myself as both Mexican and American.
What are some ways that you identify both ways? Or do you have like tendencies that you would think is more or less American or Mexican?
Well, my parents and sort of my ancestors are from Mexico. And I spent some of my life there. So I still have like Mexican ways. I like Mexican food. So I think that'd be more of my Mexican side. But my American side is I was born here. I've been living here for a long time. And I'd say English is my primary language.
Like my racial like identity, it really matters to me. So I try to talk to it like whenever I see something on the news, or maybe I've heard something from a friend, or I saw something that just doesn't feel right, or maybe is good about like, I guess, my culture and my racial identity. I like to talk to it about my mom or my stepmom or my siblings sometimes. And I guess maybe because, so my parents, they both are women who I live with. They're women, and they both, I guess, don't, well, especially my mom. My mom kind of doesn't really like to identify herself. Like she doesn't put a label on herself, like gay, straight, like she doesn't really put a label on herself. So we really kind of don't talk about like LGBTQ stuff that much, but I guess kind of it's in the air sometimes, but we don't really talk about it. That's what I'm trying to say.
How would you define your identity? What aspects about you would you want to include?
Like kind of like what like my race is, or like how like I would define like myself as like a being. You're American and just there's not much to me. It's just like I'm Euro American. Yeah. Well, I'm non-binary, and I'm a very interesting person. That's what my friends say about me. And I have a really weird sense of humor. And yeah.
Does your family talk about race and identity at home, and in what context?
Not really.
Yes. My family loves to talk about my culture all the time. I remember when I was younger, I thought being different was a bad thing. But now that I understand that a culture is like part of who you are and it's in your blood, you got a bunch of different traditions, got a bunch of different things. My parents, when they told me it's not a bad thing, it's creative, it's in your blood, They told me, even though we're in a different place, don't forget who you are and where you came from.
But I think above all, identity is an individual development of who you are and who you say you are.
So who are you? How do you define the many parts of your identity? We hope this has prompted you to think about all the things that make you you. Identity is something that can draw us together because in each of us there is a story to be shared. Until next time, Savannah Oaks.